I'm Linda Dow, and today we shine the community spotlight on the Lanark and District Museum, located in the village of Lanark. With me is Anne Graham, a longtime volunteer with the museum and chair of the board. Hi, Anne.
Good morning, Linda.
Nice to have you here. So how old is the museum now, and how many years have you been involved?
Well, the museum is 48 years old this year. Just interesting that it was founded in 1977 by the New Horizons Society and opened on July 16th, 1977.
Goodness.
So 48 years, 2 years, we'll be having a big celebration. I've been involved about 6 years, having been involved in Lanark most of my life, doing some of my teaching here as well. And it's a pleasure for me to be part of the museum board. I think it's so important for the community.
So the museum's been closed now for some time due to renovations. Are they complete now?
Well, we only actually open over the summer season, and we were able to open partially during renovations. We have our renovations done. Our main level, which has two rooms, are all set to go. We're still working on our lower level, and we're hoping to keep enough room there for presentations and music and so on. But we certainly will be fully open this year.
Okay, so when is the official reopening then?
Well, Victoria Day weekend, May 17th, 17th, 18th, and 19th, that weekend.
Okay.
So we'll be opening on the 17th. So hopefully a lot of the folks will come and see us that day and see just what has happened at the museum.
And what time is it open in?
It's open from 1 to 4.
Okay, so afternoon open on May 17th, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
That's
of
right.
A long weekend. Okay, so
that's
what can
right.
We expect to see then when we, to see and learn when we visit the museum?
Well, you know, a lot of things have happened in Lanark over the years. We do have a display from the fire of 59, and we will be having on that weekend, we will be having a special presentation. We have a great exhibit about the kitten mill days, because the kitten mill and Lanark were together for many, many years. Logging, maple syrup making, school days of yesteryear, baseball, military, music. We try to cover the whole gamut of what has happened in our area.
All the things that have put Lanark Village on the map, right?
That's right.
So what have you got coming up now this season?
Well, we're just planning, of course. Our opening weekend, as we say, is the 17th. We do join with the village on Canada Day, and we'll have special events going on Canada Day. And we'll be opening actually that day at 10 o'clock in the morning, because it's a day-long event. And we do have a music group coming on June 22nd, a Sunday. And again, they'll be there at 2 o'clock. We had them last year, and it was really popular. Our kind of music, of course, with Grant McFarlane, Leo Sissons, Lloyd Wilson, and many other wonderful musicians from our area. We're working on speakers as we speak, and we'll have quite an interesting program when it is all set. Last year, we were very fortunate to have Blair Paul, who donated some beautiful paintings to the museum. So that's worth stopping in to see. We had Claudia Smith talking about her book about horses. We had Arlene Stafford Wilson talking about her book about school days. And it will be quite similar this year. Just at the moment, we're just lining up our people to come over the summer.
Okay. So now, and funding, let's talk about that for a minute. Where does the money come from for, you know, first of all, the renovations, and then for general maintenance as well, just to keep the museum running?
Well, a lot of that came from, of course, the Lanark Highlands, especially for the renovations. And we appreciate donations when people come to visit us. And, you know, a lot of our maintenance is done through donations.
Do you have fundraisers as well during the
We
year?
do. We had a couple of wonderful online auctions, and we have to thank Marlene Luscombe and Donna Gourlay for organizing those and all the many merchants who donated items for us. And we have had, thanks to the Civitan, we've had a couple of interesting events there. I guess we had perhaps we had a small charge for that, but you know, we are wanting to give back to the community, but we appreciate donations from the community to be able to keep us running.
Okay. Now, are you looking for volunteers as well?
Very much so. One volunteer that was so important to us was Romalda Park,
Yes.
and was devastated by losing Romalda. And also, Marlene Luscombe and Greg Drew have been volunteers for the last few years, and now they're, you know, they're busy doing other things. So we're really in need of some volunteers this year. We need volunteers to work behind the scenes to, you know, keep the museum looking as it should when visitors come. But also, we need volunteers who are willing to be there to greet the people, to welcome the people, to tell them about our museum. And if you don't know about it now, you know, we're there to help people learn. But we're really in need of volunteers this year.
You know
If
that.
anyone,
Sorry, go ahead.
yeah, if anyone can help us, it'd be greatly appreciated.
You know, I'm just thinking, Anne, that would be a beautiful opportunity for history students in school.
Yes, definitely.
Right? To volunteer and to learn about history of our areas.
And we do hope to be able to invite the school children to visit the museum.
Okay,
So
good
that would
idea.
likely not be until, you know, the startup of school in September.
Right.
But and we're wanting to have a writing group started where people will come and write perhaps their family history, which we can house at the museum, or people come and write about businesses that are in Lanark now and have been. Like we would like to get, you know, a lot of input from the community because it's their museum.
Right. And, you know, May is Museum Month when we celebrate and promote our local museums. So, what do you think makes museums valuable to a community?
Well, I think that it's really important for us to know a bit of our history, to know where we came from, to see what the pioneers, what the early settlers, what all they did to make the Lanark area and Canada such a wonderful country. And it's just I know when people come in, they're just amazed at, you know, what they learn about the past.
Okay, so people can stop by at 80 George Street in Lanark. You're open next weekend for the long weekend, May 17th, 18th, 19th, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And if someone wants to find out more information about the museum or how to volunteer, they can email you at anngraham2207@gmail.com, correct?
That is perfect.
Or call you at 613-259, again, 2207. You've used that number, and that's your phone number and your email in your email address.
That's
So,
right.
okay.
And I'd be so pleased to hear from them.
Great, Anne. And you know, a wonderful opportunity too for people now that the spring is here to jump in the car, do a little spring museum tour. I think that sounds like a great idea. There's lots of lovely museums in the area. There's, of course, Lanark Village, which we're talking about now. There's also Dalhousie in Watson's Corners, a delightful little village. Also Middleville Museum as well. So lots to see and do, and a great idea to jump in the car. Right? And start with Lanark Village. How about that?
Sounds good.
Any other reasons to go to Lanark Village?
Well, we have wonderful breakfast, all-day breakfast at the Village Treats now. So you can either stop in and get your chocolate, or you can stop in and have a wonderful meal. We also have a pizza, pizzeria, and
Chip wagon.
Chip wagon. Yes, very busy chip wagon.
And a good one, too.
Lanark is a wonderful place to visit.
Okay, and we'll look for you at the museum on that opening weekend, correct? You'll be there.
That's right.
With bells
I'll
on.
I'll be there. Exactly.
And thanks so much for this. And good luck with opening day.
Thank you, Linda.
Anne Graham is chair of the Lanark and District Museum Board. And that's your community spotlight on lanarkleadstoday.ca and 88.1 MyFM. I'm Linda Dow.